A1. Movers Practice Test 2. Hello. This is Practice Test 2 for Cambridge English Movers. Look at Part 1. Now, look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
I went to a farm with my friends at the weekend.
Really, Grace? Did you have fun?
Yes, we did. Here's a picture of us.
Ah, you're wearing your big orange hat with the flower, Grace.
Yes, I love that hat. I'm helping the farmer.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now, you listen and draw lines. 1. What's the name of the girl with the ball?
That's Vicky. She's playing with her brother.
Where's Vicky's brother?
Oh, you can't see him in this picture.
Two. What's the name of the boy behind the sheep?
Where?
Here. He's sitting on the grass.
That's Mark.
Mark?
Yes. I think he's playing a game.
What game?
I don't know. I think it's a game with the cat.
Three.
He's called Peter.
Who's called Peter?
The cat.
The cat's called Peter.
Yes, the farmer gives names to all the animals.
Four. So what's the name of the sheep?
Let me think. Charlie. The sheep's called Charlie.
And the duck?
I don't know the duck's name.
Five. There are two children with the plants.
Yes, they're my brother and my sister.
They've both got blonde hair, like you.
Yes, everybody in my family has got blonde hair.
What's your sister's name?
It's Claire. Claire loves plants.
Now, listen to part one again. One. What's the name of the girl with the ball?
That's Vicky. She's playing with her brother.
Where's Vicky's brother?
Oh, you can't see him in this picture.
Two. What's the name of the boy behind the sheep?
Where?
Here. He's sitting on the grass.
That's Mark.
Mark?
Yes. I think he's playing a game.
What game?
I don't know. I think it's a game with the cat.
Three.
He's called Peter.
Who's called Peter?
The cat.
The cat's called Peter.
Yes, the farmer gives names to all the animals.
Four. So what's the name of the sheep?
Let me think. Charlie. The sheep's called Charlie.
And the duck?
I don't know the duck's name.
5. There are 2 children with the plants.
Yes, they're my brother and my sister.
They've both got blonde hair, like you.
Yes, everybody in my family has got blonde hair.
What's your sister's name?
It's Claire. Claire loves plants.
That is the end of part 1. Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Can we go to the new swimming pool today, Mum?
You want to go swimming?
Yes, please. At the new pool. I think it's very nice.
I can't go, but your father can take you.
Can you take me, Dad?
Yes, son. Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
Cool. Can we go now, Dad?
It isn't open now.
Oh, what time does it open?
At 10. Go and get your swimming things.
Okay. Shall I take a towel?
No, you can get towels at the pool.
You can buy towels there?
No, you take towels from the front desk.
Okay.
And then you give them back when you leave.
3.
Can we have lunch there?
Yes, there's a cafe.
Oh, yes. What's it called?
The Beach Cafe.
Yes, that's right. The letters are different colours. B, E, A, C, H.
4.
Maybe the water is cold.
No, it isn't. It's always the same temperature.
Really?
Yes, it's between 26 and 28.
28? That's great.
5.
I usually go into the water slowly because it's cold.
Yes, you do.
But I can jump in today.
No, you can't. You can't jump into swimming pools. It's dangerous.
Oh, okay.
There is a person who stops you jumping.
Now, listen to part 2 again. 1.
Cool. Can we go now, Dad?
It isn't open now.
Oh, what time does it open?
At 10. Go and get your swimming things.
Okay.
2.
Shall I take a towel?
No, you can get towels at the pool.
You can buy towels there?
No, you take towels from the front desk.
Okay.
And then you give them back when you leave.
3.
Can we have lunch there?
Yes, there's a cafe.
Oh, yes. What's it called?
The Beach Cafe.
Yes, that's right. The letters are different colours. B, E, A, C, H.
Four.
Maybe the water is cold.
No, it isn't. It's always the same temperature.
Really?
Yes, it's between 26 and 28.
28? That's great!
Five.
I usually go into the water slowly because it's cold.
Yes, you do.
But I can jump in today.
No, you can't. You can't jump into swimming pools. It's dangerous.
Oh, okay.
There is a person who stops you jumping.
That is the end of part two. Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. Miss White is talking to Fred about some people in his family. What are their jobs?
Tell me about your family. Do they all have jobs?
Not all. My grandmother and my grandfather don't have jobs now.
But your grandmother had a job?
Yes, she was a nurse for many years in a big hospital.
That's a difficult job.
Yes, but I think she was good at it. She loved nursing.
Can you see the letter F? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
What about your grandfather?
He worked in the hospital with my grandmother.
Oh? Was he a doctor?
No. Well, yes. A doctor for teeth. He was a dentist.
Are your mother and father doctors or nurses?
No, my mother works in a school.
So she's a teacher?
No, she's a cook. She works in the school kitchen. People laugh at my father.
Why?
Because he has a funny job.
Funny?
Yes, he's a clown.
Oh, I see. Does he work in a circus?
No, he goes to birthday parties for children and he does silly things.
So it's only your uncle and aunt?
My uncle has got a funny job too. He's a pirate.
No, he isn't a pirate.
He is. He's in that television programme, Pirates Island. He's the star of the programme.
Oh, I see. And what about your aunt? Does she have a job?
Yes, she's a farmer. She has a lot of cows and pigs and chickens.
Do you help on the farm sometimes?
Yes, it's fun.
Now, listen to part three again.
What about your grandfather?
He worked in the hospital with my grandmother.
Oh? Was he a doctor?
No. Well, yes. A doctor for teeth. He was a dentist.
Are your mother and father doctors or nurses?
No. My mother works in a school.
So she's a teacher.
No, she's a cook. She works in the school kitchen. People laugh at my father.
Why?
Because he has a funny job.
Funny?
Yes, he's a clown.
Oh, I see. Does he work in a circus?
No, he goes to birthday parties for children and he does silly things.
So it's only your uncle and aunt?
My uncle has got a funny job too. He's a pirate.
No, he isn't a pirate.
He is. He's in that television programme, Pirates Island. He's the star of the programme.
Oh, I see. And what about your aunt? Does she have a job?
Yes, she's a farmer. She has a lot of cows and pigs and chickens.
Do you help on the farm sometimes?
Yes, it's fun.
That is the end of part three. Part four. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. What was the film about?
Did you go to the cinema last night?
Yes, I did. I saw a film about a clever animal.
Which animal?
Dolphins. People swam with them and played games.
Dolphins are very clever.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. What is Jane making?
Can you help me?
Yes, okay.
Can you get the bread from the cupboard?
Yes. What are you doing?
I'm making lunch for Mum and Dad.
Sandwiches?
Right.
2. What is Alex painting?
Mum, do you like my painting?
It's beautiful.
I like painting fruit.
But these are carrots. They're vegetables.
I know. I like painting vegetables too.
3. Where is Daisy going?
Where do you want to go today, Daisy?
I don't know.
The circus?
No, I don't like circuses now.
Oh, the beach?
No, not there.
Well, choose a place, quickly.
The park. I can give food to the ducks.
4. What must Zoe wear today?
I haven't got a dress to wear to school.
What do you mean, Zoe? You have lots of school dresses.
But I must wear red today.
Why?
Because it's Red Day. We are helping the Red House School.
Ah, yes. It's a very good thing. Can you wear a red sweater?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Dad.
5. What sport does Matt like playing?
What's your favourite sport, Matt?
I like lots of sports. Football, basketball, tennis.
Yes, but what's your favourite?
Well, I like watching football.
Yes,
But I'm not very good at playing. I love playing basketball.
Now, listen to part four again. 1. What is Jane making?
Can you help me?
Yes, okay.
Can you get the bread from the cupboard?
Yes. What are you doing?
I'm making lunch for Mum and Dad.
Sandwiches?
Right.
2. What is Alex painting?
Mum, do you like my painting?
It's beautiful.
I like painting fruit.
But these are carrots. They're vegetables.
I know. I like painting vegetables too.
3. Where is Daisy going?
Where do you want to go today, Daisy?
I don't know.
The circus?
No, I don't like circuses now.
Oh, the beach?
No, not there.
Well, choose a place, quickly.
The park. I can give food to the ducks.
4. What must Zoe wear today?
I haven't got a dress to wear to school.
What do you mean, Zoe? You have lots of school dresses.
But I must wear red today.
Why?
Because it's Red Day. We are helping the Red House School.
Ah, yes. It's a very good thing. Can you wear a red sweater?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Dad.
5. What sport does Matt like playing?
What's your favourite sport, Matt?
I like lots of sports. Football, basketball, tennis.
Yes, but what's your favourite?
Well, I like watching football.
Yes.
But I'm not very good at playing. I love playing basketball.
That is the end of part four. Part five. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example. Can you colour the beach picture now?
It's a beautiful day.
Yes. Colour the boy's hair red.
Red?
Yes, he's got red hair. Can you see the boy's red hair? This is an example. Now, you listen and colour and write. 1. Now, I'd like you to colour the boy's shirt.
The boy's shorts.
No, his t-shirt. Colour it with your blue pencil, please.
Okay, I like blue.
So do I. 2.
Can I colour the sand now?
All the sand? There's lots of sand.
OK, so only the sand which the boy is playing with?
Yes. Colour that sand yellow.
Great.
3.
The boy is wearing shorts.
Yes, he is.
Can I make his shorts green?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Four.
The beach has a name.
Yes, it does. But you can't read the name well.
What is the name?
It's Sandy Beach.
Can I write it?
Yes. S-A-N-D-Y. Five. And now, colour the bird in the tree.
I can't see a bird.
There's a bird in the small tree.
Oh, yes. What colour do you want?
Purple.
A purple bird?
Why not? Now, listen to part 5 again. 1. Now, I'd like you to colour the boy's shirt.
The boy's shorts?
No, his t-shirt. Colour it with your blue pencil, please.
Okay, I like blue.
So do I. Two.
Can I colour the sand now?
All the sand? There's lots of sand.
Okay, so only the sand which the boy is playing with?
Yes. Colour that sand yellow.
Great.
Three.
The boy is wearing shorts.
Yes, he is.
Can I make his shorts green?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Four.
The beach has a name.
Yes, it does. But you can't read the name well.
What is the name?
It's Sandy Beach.
Can I write it?
Yes. S-A-N-D-Y. Five. And now, colour the bird in the tree.
I can't see a bird.
There's a bird in the small tree.
Oh, yes. What colour do you want?
Purple.
A purple bird?
Why not? That is the end of the Movers Listening Test.